What price should you launch your new product at? My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy, and I launch products all the time. But it's not every day that a brand launches a brand new product on Amazon and is able to get that maximum velocity without a lot of struggle. So I made this particular product. It's an Age of Sage Smudge Sticks, and I launched this last November, and I was able to get the number one new release badge. Since then, I have 1,100, coming up on 1,200 reviews. It's been a very successful product for me. And my daughter, who's 3, by the name of Sage, this is a brand I'm going to give to her. So it's something I'm very excited about. When I get success, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm thinking about 15 years from now, 20 years from now, when I give this brand away to my children. So I made this post on LinkedIn. It's only been up a couple hours. It already has like 75 likes and 19 comments. It's very much a talker, which is why I decided to shoot this video today. This is a chart that I made to express the timeline for your launch pricing strategy. And I advocate that pretty much every product should do something similar to this. If you're above $50, obviously you can't sustain a 50% off on your product launch, but you should try and do something similar to this no matter what price or category you're in. When I didn't launch at 50% off week one for one of my items, or one of my brands rather, it was for my Holstit brand, and this product launch has been very rough. I sell holsters for every type of small handgun that you can imagine, magazine holders, etc. And I tried to launch this at full price, and this brand launch has been very rough for us. We thought that, you know, throwing some American flags and the fact we literally make this in the Carolinas, it's a made in the USA product, we thought that would carry us, and it really hasn't. And so this is why I'm a very big proponent. We since had to lower the price, basically lowering the price a couple months after launch, and then voiding out a lot of that honeymoon period gain that we would have had we done it. And so we've had to lower the price significantly lower than we wanted to. And the Chinese, who are at like $20 or less on a category that we wanted to go for $32, $35, it hasn't been very effective for us. But in any case, during week one, somewhere around 50% off of your target price is rather appropriate. And by doing this, I don't mean launch at full price and throw up a coupon, or launch it at full price and throw up a rebate. I actually mean, if you plan to sell this thing at $50, launch it at $25. And the reason for this is because you have zero reviews on your latest product. Now, if you're selling a cultural thing or a phenomenon of some sort, like this House of Dragon Game of Thrones mug, obviously you don't need to launch at 50% price off. You can go right at the same price that you want to sell it at. And the reason that works is because there's a cultural demand for a product where you don't have a bunch of people that you're chasing or going after. There's not somebody else that can outcompete you. It's basically whoever is first to market wins in a lot of regard. But here's a product that I tried to parent with another one, and I went at a significantly lower price. And for whatever reason, no matter how much time I spend working on this listing, I can't get this thing to move, right? I had this really successful $50 box that made $144,000 in its first 30 days when I launched this. I absolutely launched this at a lower price when I first launched this two Mother's Days ago in 2021. And unfortunately, demand in this category is significantly lower now. And so I'm fighting against the currents. There's a lot more steep competition and pricing wars that are going on in the system and in the demographics and all the competitors that are piling in on this. But I actually lowered this fabulous box as low as $10 about a week ago and still only generated 37 units in sales. So once I've done that and I've tried to lower the price so much that it's still not sustainable, at that point, I pretty much knew I got to throw in the towel on this product, right? And that's why launching at a low price is often very valuable information, because if you can't get the product to move when it's at a low price, there's no freaking way you're going to get it to move at a higher price. Now, there are some minor exceptions to this, like somebody selling a higher quality item. If the price was too low, then the consumer would assume it's a low quality item. And there could be other problems with this listing. Maybe it just didn't jive with everybody. Not a day over fabulous, sort of happy birthday. Maybe that message just doesn't jive or whatever. It's a fail boat, no question about it. So there are reasons for that. But let's go through these weeks here. So week one, 50% below price of your target. And by week two, you can actually get a pretty sizable 10% jump. Now, if you tried to go from week one to week eight, you would probably lose your own buy box. And that's because when you jump more than 10 or 15% on a price, Amazon's algorithm really gets upset by this. They really don't like it. So it's better to go slower multiple jumps. And this is true whether you're launching a product or if you've got a sustained mature item as well. Having this target price slowly move up, you're going to have a little bit better results. So we do a 10% jump week two here to 40. And then the next couple of weeks, we're doing more of a 5% jump. And it's actually a lot harder, probably around week four to week six, than it is between week one and week three. And that's because you're really discounting below target market. But once you get around that 30% below target price, consumers are a little bit more wary. You don't have the reviews to back up what your product does, and they assume it's going to be some Chinese knockoff. A lot of consumers don't really understand or grapple that there are American sellers selling some oftentimes American-made product on the Amazon platform. They just don't look for it. They don't know what it looks like. However, there are ways to click on a seller name on Amazon to see it is an American seller. But I just don't think that the consumer is going to spend that extra time. I mean, Amazon has made this thing called Amazon Prime. And although I like to make fun of the fact that Amazon Prime is sometimes Prime now, because Amazon's been pushing that buy box to ship the stuff out 5-day Prime instead of 2-day Prime, which is like kind of a big head scratcher, right? Like, why would Amazon damage its Prime brand by doing this? And I really don't have a great answer for what my speculation could be on what Amazon has to gain by doing this. It could just be that they're flat out overwhelmed or changing systems or something. They needed to buy some time, but they didn't even give consumers any messaging. This started around July of 2022. It's October of 2022, and they're still freaking doing it. And the Q4 rush is trying to be kicked off. We had Amazon Prime Day, the 2nd of 2022, which was kind of very much a bust for most brands. Even the brands that ran discounts, which I generally don't recommend running discounts on Prime Day, because it's just not a lot of gain. You're basically robbing Peter to pay Paul. You're going to lose those sales the days before and after your sell. But if you just maintain that price parity, you'll still have a small lift on Prime Day anyway, and you don't give away the margin. Discounting right now in a hyperinflation scenario just doesn't make a lot of sense. Having said that, it does make sense to win on price with a product launch strategy. It does not make sense to win on price today because you will lose on price tomorrow, post-launch. So I would never do anything like this on a product launch that's been, on a product that's mature or been around for several months. It makes zero sense. However, I did do this on my Mr. and Mrs. Tumblr set, and that's because I had to lower the price significantly down to get some momentum. And if you look at my BSR, it jumps quite a bit. I lowered my price down on this particular unit from $34, which is kind of my target price, all the way down to $15, and my BSR went from basically sold one or two units a month all the way to the top 10,000 BSR. So this strategy also works on dead, unmoving products, but it's temporary, right? Now, unfortunately for me, when I lowered this price, I kind of forgot about this unit. I didn't run it as a sale like an idiot. And it basically sold 500 units and lost, I don't know, like $15,000, $20,000 in the course of like 2 weeks in margin, and basically gave the product away at a loss. So I raised the price back up to 24, but what do you see here? My BSR is maintaining in the 20,000s, which is awesome. And now we're about to go into the gift-giving season, so I'm going to go ahead and take this ASIN, and I'm going to raise the price up a few dollars extra. So this can work. Here's data. Here's the proof. I mean, like this, you can look up this product yourself. Check out the BSR history yourself. Dead product, not moving, lowered the price, raised the price, and the BSR is good now. It's the same item. There's no difference. I didn't change anything else. I didn't change the main image even. I didn't even write extra copy. I didn't even work on the SEO. I didn't update the PPC. Nope. The only thing I did was change the price down. So pricing strategy does have a big factor on how you position yourself on Amazon. So I just went ahead and set that price at $24.99 right there, and we'll see how that does during this Christmas season. As soon as Black Friday rolls around, though, I'm gonna raise this price all the way up to probably $29.99 or even greater than that. Another reason that this works for native-born Amazon brands is because those big box retailers who have an omni-channel approach really can't sustain a product launch like this. They can't go at 50% off, which means you have a gigantic advantage over the big box retailers. Now, what's the advantage big box retailers have? They have gigantic budgets. They can spend $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 in PPC in that first week. You can't do that. You're watching YouTube videos to try and figure out how to get around these big box retail stores and outmaneuver them. What you can do is sell at a loss for a couple of weeks, and it would be cheaper for you to do that than to spend those tens of thousands of dollars on PPC ads. Think about it. Run the math. Put it in your Excel sheet. If you spent $5,000 in margin giveaway and you generated a BSR in the top 10, top 20,000, you couldn't buy that for the same amount of PPC costs that it would cost you to run a PPC campaign. So a lot of people are going to be like, oh, this is crazy. I can't do this strategy. It's impossible. But when you really look at the math checks out. This strategy actually does work. So once you get closer to that week six to week seven, you're getting very close to your target price. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer to get to your target price. Maybe it's not week eight when you finally get there. Or maybe you're like, oh my gosh, sales are moving so well, I'm going to stock out. At that case, you're going to go way faster on trying to get up to that target price by week eight. Maybe you launched the item on November 1st, but on Black Friday, there's a gigantic run on your items, and that's very common. I always raise my prices on Black Friday. I have not run a discount on Black Friday for several years, but I have almost always raised my prices. Not on every single product, but on a lot of key products that I believe that I'm going to sell regardless. Those items that I think I'm going to sell out by Christmas regardless, I'm going to go ahead and raise my prices on Black Friday and win on that margin. You know who else raised their prices for Black Friday going into Christmas one season? Advanced Supply did, and listen to what it did for them.
Experience with my Amazon guy has been fantastic. They have just helped us continue to grow and expand, and their expertise in so many different areas has allowed us to hand off key components to our business to them to really use their team, who have just unique and top talent gifts, to really grow our business onto other platforms outside of Amazon, but then also the depth of knowledge that we get from their agency to really help us navigate, you know, the day-to-day stuff. So, you know, complaints, issues that we have, maximizing our listings, images, creating A-plus contents. They're pretty much a one-stop shop. And not only that, but you get the expertise of their knowledge, their expertise, and that's really helped kind of jumpstart our business to the new level. So we're excited about partnering with them, and I highly recommend them.
Yeah, and just a plug for the podcast as well. Love it when I get a notification that Steven's got a new podcast. A lot of times they're even just 5 minutes, but they're always very straight to the point, very informative. I feel like it's, you know, the latest and greatest information, always very helpful, plenty of extra links to get follow-up information. I find them very, very informative.
You guys rock. Craig, that was pretty fantastic for on the spot.
He's better than he gives himself credit for.
I didn't even mention about increasing our prices at Christmas time. I should have said that because I'll be like,
we paid. Add it in. I'm still recording.
Okay. In addition, I would say probably one of the best pieces of advice that we had from Steven directly and his team when we were on a call with them is going into Christmas or Q4, beginning of December, just about kind of inventory levels and what's going to hit, which Steven has been talking about that for a while, but the need to jump on price increases sooner. So on December 2nd, which is the day we had our meeting, talked about prices. We jacked our prices up considerably that day. And the profitability for the month of December was incredible. And it paid more than paid for their services at 10, which was awesome. So just that, even those little pieces of advice,
$100,000, you know,
it
net
may
profit.
Not come across in normal conversation, but getting someone who believes in what's happening, knows what's happening, has a pulse on it, is huge for a company like us who probably made, you know, $100,000 more in profit just by that one conversation. So that was huge for us. It's kind of a no-brainer.
So there you guys have it.
One decision.
Raise your prices going into Black Friday, but when you first launch your product, you're going to have a different strategy to get off the ground. This is a launch pricing strategy. Check out other videos that I have on other things you need to do during your launch on Amazon. We also have a launch course at mag-school.com to launch your product on Amazon. Check that out, mag-school.com.